Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Zach Perlman. What's so funny?
Oh, just that intro.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. It was funny. That's what it's supposed to be. It's a podcast for comedy.
Oh.
Do you hate me?
No, I hate comedy, though.
Oh.
Laughing is the...
But you're in the biz.
Yeah, I'm in the biz because no one will take me seriously.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's a sad truth.
Your cat takes you seriously. Do you still have a cat?
Yeah, I still have two cats. The other one you never saw because it's afraid of everything.
That's weird. So, Zach, let's tell the listeners, who are you? You're Zach Perlman.
I'm Zach Perlman.
You...
Should I just repeat what you
said?
Yes. Okay.
You...
I...
are on an MTV show.
Yeah, that's true. Just ended.
Uh-huh.
I'm...
Well,
an adult.
A weird adult. You're totally...
You're
rude.
A weird adult.
You!
You are.
No, you.
No. When were you born? 1988. Yeah, we're the same age. You're a weird adult.
Why me?
Well, okay.
Why are you pointing at me?
I'm a man. And so men are allowed to be weird by like the social faux pas of being weird.
What?
Men are more allowed.
That is so not true.
Of course it's not true. I should have started this podcast by saying I am a comedian and I do it because I can't do anything else.
You have a father who is a Russian supermodel.
That's true. He's very attractive. Yeah. He's not a supermodel. He's a gynecologist, but I guess it's the same glamour. You get to look at pussy all day.
Whoa.
This is a...
Yeah, mine tastes like Nutella. Anyway, let's... No, seriously. Like, you have an interesting story, and I would like you to tell it.
Okay. What happened was I was working at a comic book shop in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah.
What a player's play.
At what age, please?
I started working there when I was 18.
Were you in college? Did you go to college?
No, I dropped out.
Where?
Nowhere. Community college.
Oh. I did a summer program at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and I loved it.
What program?
Dance.
Ooh.
That's when I was living there is when I saw Napoleon Dynamite, and I really liked
2004.
It. 2004. Ooh.
That's what's up.
Somebody knows their creds.
Is that true? It might be earlier than
no,
that.
No, I think that is true.
I
was like 15 and, you know, dancing.
Just loving life.
Listening to Cole Porter music. Anyway...
Wow.
You were working in a comic book shop.
And
you were a loser because you were in community.
I had a girlfriend.
You dropped out of school.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend. She was She was mean to me, but I had a girlfriend.
Does that make you, is that how you define not being a loser, as having a girlfriend?
No, I define not being a loser as having a job and a girlfriend. And I had both.
What if you only have a job?
Then you are a guy who could probably date. But if you have no job and no girlfriend, you need to get one of one or the other.
At least one. Okay.
I'm just kidding. These rules are like complete bullshit.
These are the rules.
These are the rules of being a man.
One, girls suck. Yeah, but you want them.
Yeah. But then they also want you. So it's kind of like a cat and mouse thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. Oh, how was Playboy Radio?
Oh my God.
Did you talk like that? Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow. It was like being an adult talking to babies. That's what it was like. I just did Playboy Radio.
Here, I'm going to be one of the Playboy girls. Okay. I'm going to assume what they sound like.
Okay.
Because I don't jerk off to the radio. So I've never heard the program. All right, you ready? Esther Hype. Girl, so tell us what you like in a dick.
Hey guys, my name's Esther, and I'm so happy to be here. No, I was myself and it was weird and it didn't work. But I did invent something called blowjob acne while I was on Playboy Radio.
And what is that?
Blowjob acne is when you get acne around your face because you gave a blowjob and you got spit on your face.
I hate to tell you this, that's called herpes. That is called herpes, Esther. You've contracted oral herpes.
Oh, another thing that happened when I was on Playboy Radio is that the girl, there was this question, we play this game, who's the biggest slut? And then there's a question and, you know, whoever's done it is the biggest slut, and it's me and these two playmates.
So you lost.
Yeah, by a long way. But there was a question, have you ever received oral sex in a strip club? And all of us said no, shocker. And the one girl was like, well, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, what? Well, how does someone get oral sex in a strip club? She's like, you know, like if you're in a strip club with your boyfriend, he starts finger banging you. And I was like, that's not oral. And she was like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, no, oral means your mouth. And they're like, oh!
What?
Yeah.
Were you talking to plastic people? That's ridiculous.
I was talking to babies with boobies.
Yeah, totally.
But I loved them and they were pretty, so.
See, prettiness is all about, it's a facade. Pull back the veil. Be real, dog.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that's life. That's how you really be a man, yo.
Pull that veil back.
Pull that veil back and then pull your dick out.
So all playmates are actually secretly ugly men?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's, I mean, like, if I were to equate their intelligence, which I do, I equate intelligence to attractiveness.
How?
I think a lot of people do.
How so?
When you're not so great looking, but you have talent.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you that, like, talent and intellect are more attractive to me than physical appearance.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, as a woman, which I'm obviously just still a little girl, but as a pretend woman, as a girl.
By the way, that's your new, like, just, that's the way I'm going to think about Esther, is a pretend woman.
As a little girl who's pretending to be a woman, I feel like, I forgot now what I was gonna say.
You were gonna make a good point about intellect.
Oh, no. I'm a girl, so, well, I'm a pretend woman. Yes, talent and intellect and personality is so much more of a important feature to have or whatever, you know, than being hot. I mean, right. Tom Hardy is really sexy, but I would rather just get a blizzard with him at Dairy Queen than have sex with him. You know, like, I don't wanna.
Wait, I think you mean, you would rather have sex with Tom Hardy than get a blizzard.
Well, I don't want to have sex with somebody who's, like, dumb. I really don't. That's a guy. I want to have sex.
I don't think that is a guy thing. I think you're generalizing. But I think there's a certain point in your life where you're just like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a year and just go and fucking go crazy.
What did you just, where did this come from? Now you're just talking about a year you're planning.
No, a year I had. No, I feel like, I don't know, if you're in a serious relationship and then you get out of it, you're like released into a wild that you don't know.
Yeah, that's true. And you're gonna let some strangers eat your ass.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I think that's more you than me. But listen, no judgment.
No, okay. I was speaking for a friend.
Yeah, you're just a little girl pretending to be a woman.
I'm a pretend woman.
You don't really know what's up. Back on track.
Yeah.
I was working at a comic book shop.
Okay, good.
We're all the way back. Breaking all of the other parallels, and we're going back to the first.
Yes, you were working in a comic book shop.
And I was kind of sick of where I was. I've lived in the same town for 18, 19 years at that point. And my mom was signed me up for this thing called Actors Access. And so I got these like breakdowns every day of roles that were casting in New York at LA and Chicago. And I was living in Michigan. So it's none of these applied to me, but there was one that was like an untitled Will Ferrell, Adam McKay project. And I was like, oh shit, I'm definitely going to pay $2 and get the breakdowns for these. I was so poor. How poor were you? That was my Esther. I was so poor that $2 meant eating or getting this breakdown. So I asked my mom to spot me $2.
Were you living at home?
No, I was living. That's why I was so poor.
I was gonna say, if you were in your hometown, you got your parents mac and cheese and stuff.
Yeah, you can. But I personally, like at that point, I wanted to live away from my parents. I had my own job, and I could. For the most part, they helped me out a lot. But I could live away from home.
Did you live with your girlfriend?
Not at that point.
Young couples living together is the worst mistake I've ever made.
Such a terrible
idea. It is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So I applied for this breakdown, and then they called me like a day before I was supposed to be in New York, and they're like, if you want, fly yourself out to New York and you have an audition. At this point, I didn't know that an audition was just people go in every day, they audition, they leave. I thought it was like, this is your one opportunity. And it was. So me going in like that, knowing it was like the one opportunity to blow it out of the water.
I feel like you skipped some stuff because you can't just submit to something and get an audition. Like you had a tape, right? You had a video?
No. They asked me to come and audition.
Okay.
And I was living in Michigan and I agreed to it. So I used the remainder of my bar mitzvah money.
That just live off that shit.
Still?
Well, what? Yeah.
Did you grow up in a rich Jewish community?
No, these are just friends I met out here.
What?
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to still pay my rent with my bar mitzvah money.
What?
Yeah.
That's nuts, dude.
It's pretty cray.
That's insane. Yeah. That shit was gone fast. I bought a computer and a plane ticket and it was gone.
I didn't ever get bat mitzvah money, so I'm really underprivileged.
But you get butt mitzvah money.
Oh, callback,
callback.
You fly to LA. What happens
next? New York.
New York.
Not listening.
I am so listening. I just heard audition and thought LA.
I flew myself to New York. I stayed in Hell's Kitchen with my friend. That sounds like a bad place. It's a great place.
Yeah,
it's like right on Restaurant Row.
One of my favorite restaurants is there. It's called Better Burger.
That's a great place.
Do you know it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, no one knows. Okay, anyway, I'll get too sidetracked if we go further.
I know. And then, like, what it was kind of like a natural progression of I got a call back. I made a video for Funny or Die to try and get the attention of Will and Adam because it had just started. Funny or Die was a brand new at that point. So I put up this video and it did get their attention. And then I think they connected the dot of like, this kid auditioned and he put in this video. He's great. Let's bring him out to LA. They flew me out to LA to audition. I met Matt Bennett out here. Former Weird Adults guest.
Friend of ours who we ran into each other at a show last night.
That's true. And that's the reason I'm here.
Yes.
And from there, it was just like Matt and I hit it off. In the room, we had the best chemistry, and it was because we were just very similar, and we became fast friends, and then I got the part. And then I shot the movie, which was called Stewie, but is now the virginity hit.
Mm-hmm.
I shot it a year after that, and then in January of the following year, I moved out here. And I've been living here for about almost 3 years.
And since then, you're doing a couple things. What?
I did the In-Betweeners season one. I got some pretty incredible opportunities. I got to shoot on Workaholics this year. I got to shoot Community this year. Key and Peele and TSF. Breaking In, which was a show that got canceled. I shot a movie called Hot Bot that should be coming out next year.
Can you say what you did on Workaholics, or is it hasn't aired yet?
It hasn't aired, and it's featuring one of the best characters from the first or second season, so I can't, like, because my thing is directly connected to him. Like, I play the best friend of this one guy who is a like favorite of the show.
Oh, I'm excited.
But it's good. Like, it's a really funny, and I got to do it with my friend and fellow in-betweener Markel Young.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a really, like, really interesting career where it's like I've been super lucky that I super fortunate, I should say.
Well, you're funny, so
you know. Thank you. I appreciate that. Esther and I met when
Comedy
Store.
Yes.
And I saw her do stand-up, and I thought she was cool.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. People see me do stand-up.
I was just wrong. I was wrong.
It is the fastest way to make a friend is for them to see you, someone to see you perform, and then come up to you and say, I love what you did, and then just, like, talk. It's so easy. It's for me, it's so easy because I'm like, oh, they already kind of know the basics of who I am, and they like it. Mm-hmm. So
that's, they know the exaggerated version, so it's like they want to actually meet the real version of you.
Yeah, it's good. Because last night at the show, there was a girl, Taylor, one of Max's friends, and she was like, I've seen you do stand-up. And I was like,
the girl with the... Right?
No, not her. Not that girl.
Red? Oh, black-haired girl?
No, she wasn't in the show. It was like a...
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm too stupid. What did you end up doing afterwards?
After our show... I went to a birthday party at Cantor's.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I must have missed you by a minute.
Oh, you went to Cantor's?
Yeah.
Why?
For a birthday. For Matt's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys went there.
Yeah, we went really late. Stayed for Diane Wood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Antword. It was awesome.
I have an issue with it. Do they do music?
They showed their videos and then, like, talked about the process of making them.
And it was cool.
Super inspiring.
John Cusack was there to see it.
John Cusack was there to see us.
No.
Yeah, he saw our entire show.
But he was there to see Day Antwoord, I thought.
He got there early and wanted to sit and hang out.
Well, I was a lab assistant. And can you tell us what you did? Like, you were doing a sketch?
So my sketch was the idea was my friend Zed had a meeting with Matt. They actually had coffee. And then Zed wrote this, like, super unrealistic version of what happened at the coffee shop. And I was also there, but I was there for a different reason. Like, I wasn't there meeting with them. And then,
sorry. I just dropped my microphone. That's never happened.
That's not true. What? Esther just tried to eat her microphone.
I'm hungry.
And then my sketch was my version of what happened in the cafe, but it was all about me and I fought like bad guys. It was super, super ridiculous. But it's kind of that idea where, have you ever seen a movie where it goes through like five different perspectives and then they all meet at the end?
I don't know. What are some movies?
Crash is a bad movie, but it's a good example of that.
That's a movie that won Best Picture. How can you say that's bad?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Academy Awards mean nothing.
Oh. Well, then I'm getting out of this business.
It is weird to me when people are like, I want the pinnacle for me would be winning an Academy Award.
Ew, no.
It's like you're getting a bunch of recognition from old people or people who just like aren't in touch with what's cool.
How about getting like 800 million views on your YouTube video? Oppa Gangnam Style. Like that guy is...
That guy almost has a billion views?
Something crazy.
That's one out of seven people in the entire world have seen that movie. Seen that fucking thing. That's crazy. There's more than 7 billion people in the world,
well,
right?
Well, also, I'm sure there's a lot of people that have watched it over and over again, like me. I account for at least 100,000 views.
I can't stand it.
You can't stand it the first three times, and then you're just in. And I looked at the lyrics, and it means, like, it's all about coffee. It's like, a pretty lady who drinks coffee is ready at the night. It's really weird.
That makes sense, though. She's ready to get down. Did you talk about any of your weird stuff at Playboy?
No. Well, I did mention that I pee in the bathtub, but that was it.
But that's not that weird.
Well, it was weird to them. Actually, you know what was weird to them?
What?
That I haven't given Roadhead. They were in shock. It was so weird.
I'm so glad I don't hang out with people where that's a weird thing.
Yeah. It was, they were like, oh my God, really? Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's so easy.
And I was like,
you just put the dick in your mouth while you're drying and then you suck on it. Like it's a regular dick.
And they're, I don't know. I don't want to bash it because I would do the show again. I'm probably going to.
What do they, so they just like come and you, it's just your time is what it is?
They just ask you questions and then they play games and it's pretty much like the better version of this. No.
No, I don't believe you.
Which, by the way, I do have, this week is the first episode where I have my two questions that I'm going to ask.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the breaking episode, the episode that breaks the questions. Now, these are questions that I ask. These are questions I've always had in the back of my head that I ask people when I first meet them and I'm getting to know them. So I guess this is ding, 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 cue sound effect. This is the new segment. Actually, not at all, but the starting questions are.
Okay.
The first is, are you ready? Are you ready?
Okay.
Open your hands. Okay. What is something that you were embarrassed about as a kid, but would no longer be embarrassed about now?
Oh, I used to wet the bed.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's funny now.
Yeah.
Like, I was so afraid of it.
Yeah.
I was so afraid that people would find out that I wet the bed. But now it's just like, who cares? I wet the bed till I was like 14, like really late in the game. I stopped peeing the bed. What, did you pee the bed?
I didn't really. I guess I did when I was younger, but it wasn't. That wasn't my thing.
Yeah. What's your thing that you were embarrassed about, but now you don't care?
I just thought of it, and now I can't remember. So I have to think it. We might have to fuck. Wasn't about peeing.
Did you just say we might have to fuck?
No. Wait, I keep getting it and then losing it. Cause okay, it's two things. One is that this is bad and I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast yet, but my mom bathed me like a little bit longer than the usual bathing.
Like what year?
Like,
how old are we?
Like junior high.
What?
Yeah.
Huh, that is weird.
And I think that's probably why I take baths still only.
That's fine.
Yeah, because basically like my...
Showers are so much better, though.
No, not really.
Yeah, they are. But it's...
Neither here nor there.
Yeah. It's all opinion.
Yeah. I would like take a bath, and then when I was ready to get out of the bath, I would yell for my mom, and she would come and wash my hair for me, and then I would get out. And I didn't want my friends to know that. And when my mom was like, okay, Esther, it's time for you to learn how to shower. Like, I would be like, no. And her thing that she'd use against me was like, I'm going to tell your friends.
Oh my God.
That I bathed you.
So did you shower all throughout high school?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And then the second you were out of high school, you're like, back to baths, baby. We're doing it old school.
Yeah. No, I took baths in high school. I learned how to shower in high school, but I took some baths still.
I don't think you learn how to shower.
Yeah, it's just you do. Stand. You just learned and don't remember. It was scary. Like, I was scared to learn. I don't know what I thought, but it's like, for me, showering was like an adult thing, and I just didn't.
Weird adult. What's the second thing?
Second question is...
No. What was the second thing?
Oh, this is just... I slept in my parents' room for, like, almost ever.
Yeah, I don't think that's that
yeah.
Weird.
I slept in a sleeping bag on the floor next to their bed.
I bought olives today, filled with garlic, like olives with little garlic cloves in them.
That sounds good, but where?
It's really good.
But why did that come up?
Because I was just like, "What's something I did today?" And I thought of it.
Where'd you buy them?
Gelson's, right up the street.
Yeah. Second question.
Shoot.
What is something that you love talking about, but like you could talk about it too much that people might get annoyed and you have to kind of watch
Magic
yourself?
Magic the Gathering.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I'm with my friend Zed, I think we could talk about Magic the Gathering for an hour, like 1,000 hours. That or improv.
Yeah.
Most comedy, most movies, like I can get annoying. Or opinions.
Do you... opinions, I take 5 minutes with opinions and then I'm over it.
Yeah, I can talk about magic all day. Yeah. I love it. It's such an interesting game.
I'm kind of learning the ways of Magic the Gathering. A lot of my friends, my childhood friends, like my hometown.
Well, if you ever want to learn, I can teach you.
Okay. I mean, I've played, like, I would need a refresher, so yes.
It's fine. It's easy.
Are you into Pokemon?
No. The video game I can play, but like, I liked it when I was younger, and I liked video games a lot when I was younger. I played professional video games at one point in my life.
Sometimes I pretend there's a Pikachu living in my closet.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Did you ever have the game Hey You Pikachu?
No.
Oh, it was great. You had your own little Pikachu and you could talk to it through a little microphone that connected to your
N64 controller. I had my own little Pikachu, but it wasn't that. It was something different.
Did you ever shove it up your butt?
No. Okay? No, I didn't.
To be honest, I know that Esther shoved many of her childhood toys up her butt.
What is happening?
We're just getting real, Esther.
Real adults. Weird adults, the real version. The real edition.
Boys to men.
This is an exciting topic for me. Cause you said that you lived with your girlfriend mm-hmm. when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about how bad that is.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. It's fucking awful.
Cause, yeah.
She worked every single day and I had just shot a movie. So I was like, I could just hang out at home. And I got pretty fat because I was just hanging out. And I did nothing and played Magic and ate fucking carbs. It's awful. There is no free time. You are together or you are in a different place where you can't relax. Like, you are either on a trip to the, getting food or, like, going shopping, or you are next to that person. There's no freedom.
But if she was working, then...
Yeah, I mean, like, it was weird because I was just like up until 5 a.m. by myself, 6 a.m. because I felt like when she got home, she made all of her time about herself. So we, like, while we lived together, we didn't actually spend a lot of time together.
I feel like I hear that a lot. All the couples I know that live together, like, we never see each other. I feel like there's nothing that seems like it's going to be more amazing and then ends up being more terrible than living with someone you're dating.
It's always the Titanic.
It seems like it's the best.
It's always. Yeah. It's just like, this is going to be perfect. Yeah. This is our relationship is perfect.
And then
everything rules. And then it's just...
It's hard living with people, I guess. I guess it's hard living with anyone. I don't know. But
I've been living by myself for 2 years. I love it.
Yeah, sometimes I get lonely, though. I lived by myself for like a year, and then I got kind of lonely and was like, okay, and I let my friend move in with me. A girl, not a...
Yeah, right.
But she's also kind of my nanny, so...
Is that okay? Is she that much older than you? Or she could literally... Oh, she's your age?
Well, no, she's not my age. She's a bit older.
How old is she?
She's in her 30s.
She sounds like your nanny. How much of your laundry does she do?
Come on.
Just a question.
Well, I mean...
If it's more than any of it, you pretty much failed the test.
Yeah, I love the whole like living together thing. It's just, I don't know, it's fresh on my mind because my friend lives with her boyfriend and they got into a fight and she packed up all her stuff and put it in the living room and I was just like, God, that's...
It's so dramatic and I've been there.
Yeah, same.
And it's so embarrassing.
It is. It makes you feel uncomfortable. And the reason I really thought about this today is because I saw a couple fighting outside, like screaming, and I'm like, I just don't think that I will ever be that way ever like again, and I'm embarrassed to, like, I was in a relationship like that when I was 21 and it's embarrassing.
It's hard. Relationships are just hard in general. Finding someone who has so much in common with you is hard in the sense that it's like, it's easy to be in a relationship, but when you get someone who's like super compatible, you guys are probably a lot alike. So like, you get frustrated at the same things, but don't know how to work it out, you know?
I don't think though that having things in common is necessarily what's important. And I'm still learning this and figuring it out because I don't know shit, but I know some stuff. I don't think
Roadhead is.
Learned it today. I don't think it's about having stuff in common. I think it's, this is going to sound really bad, I think it's just about how attracted you are to that person and not physically, just like how, if you're just so into them and you treat them well and they treat you well, I think that's more valuable and important than liking the same bands.
I agree with that. Okay. But I think with that attractiveness, you'll find so much stuff in common. Because that's like, I am inhabitually attracted, I guess habitually attracted to people who share the same interests as me. Because it's easy to get along with those people. Mm-hmm. All of my friends are like or love comedy.
Yeah.
Or some way invested in, you know, film or...
But who doesn't love comedy?
Fucking sad people.
No, even that's the thing. Sad people love comedy more than non-sad people.
Yeah, that's true. But there are people who like love a totally different style of comedy, like Gator Dude.
That's true. Yeah.
And that to me is just like the most unfunny, sad example of American life.
Yeah. So it's not so much if that they are into comedy, it's that they're into the same, they have the same sensibility as you.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I wanted to see this. Is that a Nerdist?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's because I went, oh God, wait, no. I have a Nerdist iPhone case.
I love Nerdist.
Oh, okay.
We're allies.
I was at a party when Legendary bought Nerdist and they handed these out and I got one. I was there with Max, actually, and Matt.
Max Landis
and Matt Bennett,
and Matt Barnett,
former Weird Barnett Adults guests.
For both of them?
Yeah.
I love Max Landis. Love
Matt Bennett. I didn't know you guys knew each other. Or probably through Matt, because Matt and Max are besties.
They're BFERFs. BFERFs.
What were we saying about relationships and fighting and love and living together and all that?
Just, I think living together is almost always a mistake, unless you're about to get married.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, that's that trial period you need. You need to know what it's like to live together.
You know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the trial period theory is kind of bullshit because you're going to have issues living with anybody.
Sure.
So, although maybe that's not true. Maybe we just both don't know like the perfect experience yet. But I do. I think that you're going to have issues living with anybody. And if you take those issues and then find them reason to like call off a wedding or something, then you're probably never gonna find the perfect situation.
I don't think so.
No.
I think there are like...
What I'm saying is, will you marry me?
Oh, Jesus. How about them Lakers, right?
This is getting...
Only if you move in.
Only...
Maybe move into my apartment
first.
That stress this is getting goo. What you just said.
What?
You went, this is getting boo.
I didn't say that. You said that. Hey, weird adults and listeners and babies, it's Esther. Thank you for listening. I am here to tell you, first of all, my podcast has a new website. It's the same address, weirdadults.com, but it's prettier, it's better, it's more friendly for new users, old users, and current users, and I like it. And I'm telling you to go there so you can click on donate and maybe donate some dollar signs to my podcast. And you could also click on the Amazon link and, you know, buy something for yourself and give us a kickback. I also have a wish list on Amazon now because I'm an ex-porn star. And you can just on Amazon look up wish list at Little Esther and you'll find mine and you can buy me snacks. Oh, yeah. Oh. And now, if you are looking for an incentive to donate, we are going to be taking sponsors who have like a small business or just something that you want us to talk about on the podcast and promote. You can fill out the contact form at feralaudio.com and then we can work something out, which is just so cool. And also, there's so many other cool podcasts at feralaudio.com for you to check out and just give a try, because I know when I listen to podcasts, I like, I want more and more, and I just can't stop wanting more. Anyway, so donate, click on links, go to links, tweet, Facebook, kiss, makeup. Thank you.
It's getting warm in here.
I wonder why.
Am I right, ladies? I wonder why. Maybe it's because you didn't respond to my marriage proposal.
Yeah, that's true.
Show some shoulder.
Whoa, it's like the 1980s up in here.
I'm bringing it back. Bringing the shoulder back. Anyway.
What was the last time you like bombed on a stage?
It's been a while, but not that long.
That's good.
I can't remember. But like probably within a month. I probably got up on stage and was like, ugh, what is happening? And then I got frustrated.
Did you think of any jokes today?
Did I think of any, like, new jokes today? Mm-hmm. I think the blowjob acne is kind... There might be something there. I think that's funny to me. It's not really a joke, but...
I think it's funny. I think it's funny if you end it with, like... And then I just found out it was herpes.
Thanks for writing my material.
You're welcome. Little Esther is written by Zach Perlman. All of Esther's material. Are you not going by Little Esther anymore?
I go by that. That's why I went by on Playboy Radio.
Do they call you by your Twitter handle?
At Little Esther?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, we're welcomed by at Little Esther.
Here we go. So you do live performances and shit all the time, right?
All the time.
What do you do, improv?
I do mostly improv. I love sketch. I try and do stand up once in a while. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
I think it's just hard for me. I love being in front of an audience. Because you can gauge.
Because you had a bad childhood and you like attention.
Exactly.
Just checking.
I had a wonderful childhood. And I think I just like making people laugh. Lame-ass excuse. It's because I didn't have any friends.
There's the trauma.
There it is, girl.
Get to the trauma.
Get that trauma. I used to be very skinny. Very skinny. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a lot of friends. And I used to talk to myself with little, like, weird voices. And so I would listen to cartoons. And then I was able to do Burl Ives, who plays the Mad Hatter and is the uncle in Mary Poppins. I've been able to do his voice since like sixth grade.
Well, let's hear it, sir.
Ooh, let's have a tea party. I just didn't have many friends, so I made my own.
You know, I'm starting to feel like expressing how weird you were is the new norm, and like now the new weird is just like being
an
normal.
Uptight Mitt Romney style. Seriously though, Mitt Romney style.
Yeah, like if you just behave like Mitt Romney, but is Mitt Romney going to become
the president? No, that's past. That happened last week.
But is he? Why are we still talking about him? It's over for him. Party's over, bro. Why you can't talk about Mitt Romney anymore? Nobody talks about McCain.
Yeah, they do. I made a McCain joke the other day because I couldn't lift my arm very high.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's true. I wasn't in the Vietnam War and didn't have trauma, but it was the reason I made that joke. I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I think that's just like the way we are progressing as a world It's like, we need to be more open about everything.
Yeah. I just started listening to Lana Del Rey. Have you heard her?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
video games?
For the first time.
Really?
Listened to Lana Del Rey today.
She's been out for a while.
Why'd you say video games?
That's one of her most famous songs.
Oh, well, I haven't
Video games.
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Okay.
I'm on the, I started with the new album.
New album? I haven't heard any of it.
Well, I like it. The only reason I gave it a chance was because Gaga fans like her.
You love Lady Gaga. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I've read on some message boards that they also like Lana Del Rey. So I'm like, gotta check it out. And
message
boards. Yeah, you, whatever.
I'm on message boards for Magic the Gathering. Yeah, I've got nothing to
talk
about. I have
my own whole life on the internet that y'all don't know about.
I would love to hear about it. What's something weird, like, on the internet that you do?
Webkins and littlemonsters.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Okay.
And I was on littlemonsters.com and was seeing Lana Del Rey memes. And so anyway, her music is, I like it because it, she's a, like a freak. Not like sexually, but kind of, but she's just a, in her brain, she's a freak. And her lyrics kind of indicate that. And it, I think that anyone who's showing that they're a freak or weird or strange or not afraid to be that way encourages other people to express that they're like that too.
Totally.
So like I heard Lana Del Rey sing in her song Cola, "My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola."
She said that?
Yeah. Which is a great lyric.
Doubt it, but
and that made me like, well, mine tastes like Nutella. This is a really heavy-handed example of what I'm trying to say, I'm realizing.
I get it.
But just her weirdness made me be like, oh, it's okay to keep doing what I'm doing and do it more.
Yeah, of course. That's exactly how I felt when I saw DieAntWoord talk last night.
Tell us about it.
They are so about the creative process of doing whatever the fuck you want and pushing their own boundaries that to me it was just like, oh man, you have one chance to just like put yourself out there and not care about what it gains. There's no like, sometimes I feel like, especially in music and in the arts, there are like ill-gotten gains where you feel like you sell a little bit of your soul to become popular or famous.
Like, who is an example of who someone
is? I would say Lady Gaga is a good example. I mean, like, I think she's surpassed her original image and has become a completely different person.
What was her original image?
Stephanie Giannopoulos.
Yeah, but she created the whole Gaga thing.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, even as Lady Gaga started, like, look at where it is now.
But that doesn't mean that she's becoming something that someone's telling her to do. She could be.
Yeah, it is.
No, it doesn't mean that.
No, I think it was very, at the beginning, it was very well produced. But now it's gotten to a point where she has the creative ability to do whatever she wants. But what I'm saying is, like, there are ill-gotten gains there. There is a part of what she did that she had to kind of sell her soul. You know, she had to give away a piece of what she wanted to do to eventually get to where she wanted to.
Who's successful in our industry doesn't do that a little bit? I mean, you are on a TV show that
I love.
But you didn't write it. You didn't create it. You were just acting in it.
That's true. But
you were having fun in it. It's a great job. I would have done the same thing, mm-hmm. but it's still doing something that's not perfectly your creative ideal. And that is,
I don't know. I got to play a character and I got to write on the show. So I got to play a character, which means they gave me the freedom to create a fucking asshole.
Well, then maybe that's a little different, but
I will say there are things I've done that I felt like I've been like, ugh, am I losing control of what I want versus what?
Yeah, and there's, I am also here to say there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah, I don't think so. I definitely don't think so. I think there are a thousand ways to the same road. But what last night taught me was that you can do the version you want and still get to the same place. It might just be harder or it might just take longer.
But see, I feel like they, DieAntWoord, this band that's pretty, their music is cool. They go out of their way to be like, we're underground and we're grassroots. And just by the fact that Lady Gaga asked them to open for her and they were like, no.
It's because they don't like her music. Like, they're just staying true to themselves.
I guess, but in my mind, obviously I'm
Gaga fan.
Yeah, so this is really difficult for me to not be biased. But I just think that that's a shitty business decision, and you have to have a little... I mean, look, I'm lazy as fuck. I am very difficult to work with and, like, have to do my own thing all the time, and I'm, you know, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. I understand that you don't want to, like, have to form to something else. But I also think you have to have just a little bit of a sense. Like, I almost feel like... the fact that they turned her down to open for her and then made a music video about her, that they were just doing, they almost turned it down for attention.
You should have, if you were there last night, they gave like a very good explanation of why everything was the way it was.
Can you summarize it? Because I would love to hear this.
So it has nothing to do with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is like just a person who is famous and
she's okay.
She's a person who is super famous.
She's an artist.
And she's a part of the music industry. Mm-hmm. And they were, it could have been anyone, but it was Lady Gaga because she's totally recognizable. And like, people would get the message that it's like, they don't care. It's just like when Eminem was in the like 90s was, or late 90s, early 2000s was rapping about people and just like off the cuff, like talking about getting the Spice Girls pregnant and mm-hmm. just like anyone, everyone was fair game, or how South Park will parody and satire anyone. And it doesn't matter who you are. There are no boundaries. It's just like that. They just happened to pick Lady Gaga.
Okay. I thought you were going to explain why they turned her down to open for her. Did they talk about that?
Yeah, they don't like her music, so they didn't want... They felt like if they had done that, because they had opened for people that they... It just didn't work out, and it totally sucked, and they felt like that's what was going to happen. They opened for Linkin Park, and they were just like, that was such a terrible decision. So it was more of a decision where it's like, why try and gain 20 fans when we can go and perform for 40,000? You know?
Wait, what?
Why try and gain fans when mm-hmm. we can go and perform for people who are already fans?
Well,
and,
that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that does.
And to be like, well, you could headline at some fucking crazy place, or you can go and play a smaller place by a few thousand, but it's your own show.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. I get that. That makes sense. Like, there are people who are in this industry to open for Lady Gaga and try and hope for some amount of success that will lead them to a next thing. But Diane Wood's doing their own thing, and they don't need that bump from Lady Gaga or whatever it would have been.
That's understandable to me, because I can see myself just being like, no, I want to do my own thing.
Yeah, if like Carrot Top was like, hey, do you want to come and do this? There would probably be a part of you that was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, it would be, but there's probably another part of you that would just be like, there's no, Carrot Top's a bad example. But if
why?
It's like, it's almost like Diane Wood isn't music. It's, they're doing a fucking art show. I wouldn't say art show. They're doing this weird rap, like, attack in your face.
Right.
Crazy shit. And Lady Gaga's like, you and I, you and I, you and I, see you, my, like, very poppy.
I
have no opinion of Lady Gaga.
Did Yolandi look sexy last night?
Crazy.
Crazy sexy.
Crazy sexy.
What'd she look like? Tell me.
She looked like Yolandi with her Tigo bitties. She's wearing like a black dress. I have a picture. But
it doesn't help the podcast.
What?
It doesn't move the story forward. A photo.
Yeah, she was looking very good. But what I was trying to say, I wasn't trying to offend you, because I
wouldn't really get offended. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't admit it.
Was that the difference of music? Sing the song so people know what I was talking about. What I was trying to say was, it's just like, it's all a matter of what works and what doesn't. And I think they saw that it would just be like, this would not work at all for us to do this.
Whatever. Really, I get it. You're fresh off of like seeing them talk, so you're all into them. I get it.
No, their music is
just
okay.
Just so you know, I was into Gaga when she was at that stage, and now look at her. So now what?
Are you bragging about knowing about people?
I'm bragging that Lady Gaga has come very far.
Yeah.
And we'll see where they are.
From her knees to her feet.
I don't even get that, okay?
Do you get that?
I don't get it.
It's a blowjob joke, guys.
There's a Madonna quote that says the only time Oh, when I get on my knees, it's not to pray.
That is a good. That is good.
Yeah.
That's from the black and white video, right?
No, that would be Michael Jackson. I said Madonna.
No. There's like a video, a famous video. It was in black and white.
Oh, Father?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Madonna is famous and has had songs out for 40 years. I like Madonna, just like any other closeted gay man.
I am a closeted gay man.
I know you are. Tell me when was the last time you got into a car accident? Because I don't forget that. I still remember you're a terrible driver.
Wait.
You're a terrible driver.
What?
You're an awful driver.
Did I get into a car accident?
Yes.
When?
The day you met me.
Can you refresh
your memory?
Yeah.
You got into a car accident the day you met me.
And how did you know?
You told me.
What did I say?
You said, I'm just so frazzled. I got into a car accident before I got here. And I was like, oh, God, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I just hit someone.
What were the details of it?
I can't remember. You hit someone's back bumper.
Was this the one on the highway or was it a different one?
It was a different one. It was on, I think you were on your way to the Comedy Store. Oh, it might have been on the highway. No, because you, where did you live?
I don't know, but I've had a few where I've hit people's bumpers. I rear-ended someone on the highway because we're going really slow and I like bumped them really lightly and the lady was going crazy and like telling me to get out.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I think it wasn't the day I met you.
It was after.
And I like pulled over and then she like didn't do anything and I was like, bitch, I'm leaving. And she was like, no, come back. And I was like, I can't do this. And I left.
I can't deal with the fact that I just hit your car.
I'm sorry.
But when was the last time you got into like just a little bump?
It's been a long time.
Hey, great.
Thanks. Now that you're out of my life.
I know. No. Now that we're not friends. Are you wearing deodorant on the rigs?
Oh, actually, kind of. Yeah.
Good for you.
A little bit here and there.
That's good.
These are the updates, folks.
What else? Oh, there was one. I shouldn't mention it. I'll surpass that.
Oh, God.
Just go over that speed bump.
Is it about Pepper, my dog?
No. It's still in Chicago, I assume?
Yes.
Now that you have your nanny, you should get it.
No, she doesn't allow pets.
It's your place.
She's the ruler. Nanny rules.
Okay. By the way, I think that should be the like continuation of Fran Drescher's show. Nanny rules.
Yeah. What if that's who my nanny was?
Oh, my God. Then I would want to come over to your place all the time and talk about her one scene, which she's amazing in Spinal Tap.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I forgot you don't watch movies.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh, this is why we never got along.
Anyone who's been friends with me for more than 2 days, they'll find out because talking about a movie comes up and I'm just like, I don't know.
I don't know what that
and
is.
And then it becomes a huge roadblock for getting to know each other. I have this problem with everyone I meet. They're just like, what? They don't get it. But it's hard to sit through movies. They're boring.
No, the end is the best part, I think, is the problem that you fall into is you're like, oh, when is this gonna, I'll just stop here. And it's probably right before the twist. Yeah. Or right before the good part, the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, well, you know who gets to their good part sooner? TV shows. They get 30 minutes and they get it right.
They get 21.
22. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 22.
It's 21.
Well, it's 22 where I come from.
Where are you from? 1994? The last time it was 22 minutes?
Oh, take that knife out of my back.
Sorry. The last thing I'll ask you off camera, microphone.
Okay.
What else? Yeah, that was it. That's it.
I think that we're coming to a natural end here of a tinge of mystery about what this final question may be.
Yeah.
Which we will definitely save for off the air.
Yeah.
And
do you have any more questions for me? Do you have any last questions for Zach Perlman?
I'm curious.
Before I go home and hang myself.
Hashtag suicide watch. I think another weird adult's question is what makes you a weird adult, and what's something about adulthood that surprises you, or like, what's your relationship with adulthood like? Do you acknowledge it? Do you still feel like you're a kid?
I still feel like I'm a kid constantly, and then I'll have these spurts of being an adult where I'm like, I need to clean. I should cook myself food. I have to go on a run. They're few and far between, I think, which is unfortunate. But I play a kid so often that it's like I'm kind of in this weird space. I like being an adult. I really do. And I look at where my parents were at my age, and I'm just like, I don't have a house or a kid.
Young makers.
Young makers. So it's strange.
How old are you? You're 24?
24. Mm-hmm. I'm older than you, I think, by a month.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
What year is your, or what
March
month is
of 88.
Oh, no, you're older than me by 2 months.
Ew.
I know, that's really gross. March what?
2nd.
Oh, you're really old.
I know. Fucking, I hate it. Oh,
you're going to be 25 for, like, way longer than I am.
What? How is that possible? We're all going to be 25 for 1 year. Mm-mm. Where can we find you next if you don't chick poom?
At Zach Perlman on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing to follow. Where else? This coming season of Community and Workaholics.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to be fun.
Something huge on Netflix that everybody's anticipating I'm also on that I can't legally say.
Ooh.
But you should know what that is if you know what that is. And, maybe a movie sometime. Inbetweeners DVDs and Blu-ray coming out soon.
Is Inbetweeners going a second season?
We don't know. We'll find out soon. I could have found out right now.
I know how that feels.
Who knows? oh, yeah. Oh, wait. What is going on with that? Well, I'll ask you.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Well, speaking of whole things, my heart is completely whole from being on this podcast.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Perlman has been such a lovely...
Thank you.
Lovely, elegant guest. We'll see you in the future. Thank you.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Bye.
Creepy little Esther. Stupid little Esther. She's in California. She's become a weird adult.
I want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
In some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of sorts.
One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that are the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. You find it in the App Store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time. And you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out. So when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want just a quick blast of something funny. Something and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.